That was the Polymorphines on the Barn Burner. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a slice. Again, every Friday, 1 till 2. Tune in to get your rocks off here on the Barn Burner. Tyler and Co will be coming up next year with Radio Zero. And, yeah, they'll be making you move as well. I get to do one more first play ever in the station today, and that's the new Pierced Arrows album. It is called Descending. I played a Dead Moon track last episode, and yeah, I'm a big fan of everything that Fred and Tootie put out. So yeah, this is, let's see, Ain't Life Strange. Yeah, it's been a slice, and I will see you next Friday.
That are constantly updated by the bands, musicians, and businesses who refer to them as they pick locations and lineups for their newest upcoming shows. And no one's barred from contributing, since we all know fans know more about the players than anyone. So visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest major and independent event listings. And while you're at it, check out our archives and discover how closely we all work together in this community, putting on the shows you love.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. And we just had, what was your show called?
The Barn Burner.
The Barn Burner with Bob.
Yep, Bobby Ferris.
Bobby Ferris' Barn Burner. And how long have you been doing this for?
This is my second episode.
The second episode.
That's right, the sophomore. That's right.
All right, well, here's to many years of more episodes of Barn Burning.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll try to keep it going until the wheels blow off.
Yeah.
Just like the music, right? Reckless with reckless.
Until the wheels and the doors blow off, right?
Right. That's how I roll, baby.
The barn finally burns.
The barn finally burns to ashes, yeah.
So, I guess there's been some changes around the station. Just found out that these are the breaks are no longer around. So, thanks, Abby, for being around for so many years. That show was amazing. Welcome Bob to the station. And also thanks to all the kids that came out last night to our little ice cream social party at the Pit. That was a real swell time. Yeah, hopefully we'll do it again. We ended up raising quite a lot of funds for the station, so thanks, everyone, and congratulations for, helping, us raise a bunch of money for the station, I suppose. I can finally buy some pants or something. I need new pants. I'm gonna get the station to buy me pants. No, I'm gonna get them to buy me a pen. A really expensive pen from UBC. That's my goal. I'll keep you all updated via our Twitter. Lots of new music. I guess I've been away for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks almost, maybe now. I went to Mexico, had a nice time in the sun, got really sick on my last couple days. That was gross. Got really sick on the plane because I was still sick. Got really sick in my house. Ugh, I'm pretty sure my neighbors thought I was being murdered or I was murdering somebody at my apartment there. Well, we don't need to get into that any further. But yes, while I was away, I managed to acquire lots of exciting new music. JJ from Sweden's new album just came out via Secretly Canadian out of Portland. I think Olympia. I think Secretly Canadian is from Olympia, Washington. And let's hear, to start the show off, something new from JJ. We also got... get this material within readings range here. New music from Keep Away, brand new music from Australia's The Swiss, some new stuff by Tan Lines and Memory Tapes. Tan Lines from Brooklyn, Memory Tapes from New Jersey, I believe. Two Door Cinema Club's got some new stuff out from England. New stuff from Delphic. Some new stuff from Young Dro to get away from the sort of indie pop kind of vibe there. New music from The Knife, finally. And if anybody caught Karen Dredger's acceptance speech at the P3, I think that's what they're called, awards in Sweden the other day. That was cool. If you didn't, look it up on the internet, P3. What were those awards called? P3 something, Swedish awards. Look it up on YouTube. Karen Dredger or... what's her... Yeah, whatever. The girl, the woman from The Knife has another side project. I can't... For some reason, the name is escaping me, and I must be really spaced out here. New music from Tame Impala as well, later on in the program, which I'm pretty stoked on. Haven't heard from those guys in a long time. Well, let's, I hope this works. I haven't tested anything yet, so I guess we'll,
Live radio, Tyler.
I suppose we'll be finding out here whether or not this actually is going to work, and I don't think it is.
Of course, right?
Why would it work? It's, you know, that's just the way things are going here.
Oh, I know why.
Somebody turned the mixer off on me. Bob, did you turn the mixer off?
Tyler, I can honestly say that it was not me.
It was on. You were playing.
Yo, I was, but I didn't just like
it. This is new JJ. I think I'm following you. I just found out. Show shining bright.
We'll be right back. know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car seat, cause you're not up to going out on the main streets, completing your mission. You hit the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car seat, cause you're not. Thank you.
1936, the Nazis introduced the Olympic torch relay to the world.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil!
Wake up!
Since then, the Olympics have acted as a fascist Trojan horse, masquerading as an international sporting event, but benefiting the military-industrial complex, sucking billions of taxpayer dollars from host cities, displacing the homeless, criminalizing the poor, devastating the environment, and stealing indigenous lands. In 2010, the Olympic spectacle descends upon Vancouver. But a vibrant movement has been resisting these games, disrupting the torch relay all over Canada, educating the public about this corporate sham, and organizing a massive anti-Olympic mobilization. This February 10th to the 15th, all roads lead to Vancouver. The Olympic Resistance Network calls on all anti-capitalist, indigenous, housing rights, labor, migrant justice, environmental, anti-war, community-loving, anti-poverty, civil libertarian, and anti-colonial activists to come together to confront this two-week circus and the oppression it represents. Visit the following websites for news and information about the Olympic Resistance Movement. No2010.com, OlympicResistance.net, Vancouver.MediaCoop.ca, and Submedia.tv. See you in the streets.
Righteous.
Let's talk about Rage Against the Machine for a second,
What's
Cam.
What's up?
This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, Radio in Vancouver, and you're listening to Radio Zero.
Hey.
And we just had a wonderful PSA there highlighting the best of Rage Against the Machine, anti-colonial activism, yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't care one way or the other. I love college radio for PSAs like that. That's why I like college radio.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it's here for. So God bless you, man.
Who what do you say?
Made that PSA. God bless you. What did we just hear? Let's get a quick rundown of the stuff we just heard.
That Young Dro song is awesome, by the way.
Sweet, eh?
Yeah.
The last track we played was The Knife, was The Height of Summer, off of their brand new shiny new record, Tomorrow in a Year.
Shiny new. Thanks. And notoriously less vocoded.
Yeah.
Real voices.
Sounds quite nice.
Sounds different.
Sounds more really pop good. Oriented. Sounds like earlier yeah. kind of material. Yeah. Although no, the earlier material was... Well, actually, the first really early material was more organic and pop-oriented. Mm-hmm. Then the second album got more techno-oriented.
They
the third
went
album,
into space for a couple years.
The third album went pretty dark, minimal tech.
Mm.
And we're getting back into the sort of more organic pop structures here, which is nice. Anyhow.
Organic pop structures.
Oh, that's what it's going towards.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Sorry, Matt Ochar.
I couldn't agree more. Hey. Oh. Speaking of, Matt Ochar is not at the radio today. He's got some really important business to take care of. So if he's out there, I hope you're having a good time.
Before that, we heard Young Dro take off, and that was the Mikna remix. Mikna is a ghostly international artist, and that was off of the ATL mix compilation. I think that was put out by Rockstar, strangely enough, by Rockstar Games.
Congratulations to Rockstar Games.
Strangely enough, it's...
Whatever, it was pretty sweet.
So
what are we over here? Two Door Cinema Club?
It was a Adult Swim from the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And Rockstar teamed up and put out it's cartoons and video games put out that song. Thanks.
It's not just Doom that can handle that stuff now.
Yeah. So before that was Two Door Cinema Club with Undercover Martin, and that was the Whatever remix. Before that was a new track from Tan Lines out of Brooklyn, Real Life, and that was the Memory Tapes remix, which is so catchy.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the Swiss.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We're getting to that. I'm just deleting Twitter posts here. Duplicates.
Wow, we got to talk on this radio.
I'd rather delete Twitter posts than talk on the radio.
I agree.
I'm trying to multitask here.
Absolutely.
The Swiss, brand new track from them, from a promo modular just sent out for the new Swiss Bubble Bath EP is coming out shortly. Should be out in the next month. We heard Manthem By the Swiss, and that was the Ten Snake remix. I should have played. Bubble Bath. Have you guys been playing Bubble Bath in the past couple weeks?
I think I played it last week.
Okay, so we're in the clear for playing the Swiss.
I mean, we can check if you scroll back through the old tweet.
It takes too much work.
List.
We tweeted Camarita Rimshot.
He's sitting in his office making ridiculous jokes.
Before that, old stuff from FPU, I played Crockett's theme, and that was an old Turbo Records release from, I think, 2001. Because this guy, Late Night Tough Guy, just put out this Edits album, or Edits EP, which are all good songs, but he's completely changed the title of the songs and taken the original artist off of them and put his own name on them.
Hmm.
And nothing, maybe like just put like maybe the FPU song Crockett's theme is turned into, it's just extended to 6 minutes, and now it's by Late Night Tough Guy and it's called Eurotrack.
Oh yeah, well that makes sense.
Yeah, and he did.
I wonder if he's gonna get in trouble for that.
And Crockett's theme is a cover of a Jan Hammer track, which was the Jan Hammer doing the Miami Vice theme music. That's where that came from originally. Crockett and Tubbs, Jan Hammer.
There you go.
Going way back here, just rolling it back.
How was Mexico, Tyler?
It was quite nice.
All right,
very lovely.
For those of you just tuning in, Tyler's been away for the last two Fridays. He was in warm, sunny Mexico.
I was in warm and sunny, very sunny Mexico in some village in a jungle.
Yeah.
On the ocean. Sweet. It was pretty sweet. There, I could hack coconuts off a tree from my balcony.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That is really nice.
There was chickens in my yard. It was awesome. Dogs everywhere.
All right.
Although the dogs were kind of out of control. I mean, they were all well behaved. They didn't seem to belong to anybody, and they were all just humping each other, making more unnecessary dogs.
That's how they do. So there you have it.
Let's see here. Before that, new track from Keep Away. The track was Yellow Wings, and their album is it was from the Baby Style EP that they've just put out this past week, and began the show off with a brand new tune from JJ. You Know was the track from JJ number 3 out on Secretly Canadian, and I think they're actually from Indiana. I was thinking Olympia, Washington, but I think they're from Indiana.
Hmm.
Anyway, Secretly Canadian is not Canadian. They're from America. They want to be Canadian.
They're secretly American.
They're secretly American.
Secretly, look out for that.
Gonna play one more track here before we turn it over to Cam Dales. This is brand new stuff from Tame Impala.
Ooh, sweet.
From the Sundown Syndrome 7-inch. We're gonna hear Sundown Syndrome on Radio Zero. Hey, and if you want to know what we've been playing, follow us on the twitter.com/radiozeroradio. Get our new mixtape up at radiozero.ca, and maybe I'll have a new mixtape up this week because I was pretty bored in Mexico and making stuff while I was there.
And if you want to give us a call if you're in the Vancouver area or wherever, you can call us at 604-822-2487.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if you want to call us and talk about stuff.
Yeah.
What do we want to talk about?
Anything.
What are we going to do after this?
I don't know. Let's get a burger.
You busy?
Well,
you got plans?
I got stuff to do, but we can go do some stuff.
Make some food.
Okay.
Let's get a suggestion. You know what? Either we'll make food, or should we get a suggestion of where we should go eat after this?
Yeah, if someone can tell us where to eat, that'd be nice.
Someone calls in and tells us where to eat, what could we trade them?
Let's trade them Guest List for the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club for the 15th.
Both weeks.
Both weeks. We'll give you Guest List for the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club.
For the best lunch suggestion coming in here. 822-2487. The best lunch suggestion for Tyler and Cam.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a flood.
Something that we could get.
The phone's ringing off the hook. It's already.
What do we want to have?
I'm feeling like I'm on the precipice of getting sick, so I need something that's moderately healthy and nothing's going to bog me down.
Soup.
Soup.
Protein. Anything,
yeah. Things that have citrus in them.
Yes.
Any of that.
West Coast food. 822-2487 to make lunch suggestions for me and Cam.
There you go.
To get guest lists to our Olympic editions of the Ice Cream Social Total Rock and Roll Club thing at the Lotus Hotel.
At Lotus and Honey.
2 weeks of the Olympics should be a real good time. Okay.
Oh, hey, someone's
this
calling
in. This is Tame Impala, Sundown Syndrome.
See ya.
All right. New Tame Impala, Sundown Syndrome, from the Sundown Syndrome 7-inch out on Modular Records. Right now, if you go to modularpeople.com, you can order it from the mod shop, bro. Tame Impala are apparently like a bunch of, they're like 18 years old, which is pretty sweet. And all their songs they make are pretty shredding so far. So keep up the good work, guys.
Congratulations.
Tonight, lots of things going on in the city. Me and Cam are probably going to go for Vietnamese food after the show, thanks to Hans Klaus of the Misery Hour, Wednesday nights from midnight till 3. And tonight, there is at the Chapel, the Here Is Now show, featuring a bunch of artists and some groovy tunes from Eric Devereaux and Sincerely Bobana. What else? Leaf, what's Leaf's thing called?
Deadbeats.
Deadbeats, out of Roy G. Biv. If you're into deciphering cryptic stuff, figure it out. Go to that. it should be, it's all music made by girls at a party. So, there you go. Roy G. Biv is a new sort of alternative venue out of the downtown area. Happy that it exists. What else is happening tonight? Is that it?
Sunday, Dream Date starring Fandeth.
Oh, yeah, Dream Date on Sunday. Fandeth are testing out their new members and new equipment. So, if you want a sneak preview of the new Fandeth lineup with new instruments and whatnot, go to the Astoria Sunday night. And Jeremiah and Nikki from Terrorbird and Modern Creatures host the Sunday night there now, and they play the best music ever. So, yeah, when they're not playing the best records ever, they've got Fandeth debuting the new lineup, which is a worldwide first, and I bet you people in London, England, are mad at us now for getting that, and they don't.
Yeah, whatever, London.
Whatever.
All right, I'm ready. You want to do it?
Cam, what do you have?
We're going to start with Acid Washed.
New Acid Washed.
Yeah, and this is, yeah, General Motors.
On Radio Zero. Go to Radio Zero, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio to follow our Twitter and figure out what we're playing every song. RadioZero.ca on the web. CITR.ca to listen online, if you didn't know. This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
change, baby.
I like my heroes. I like bands.
Take me to the next phase, baby. Take me to the next phase, baby. Take me to the next phase, baby. To the next phase, baby. Faces, changes, rearranges, nothing stays the same. Take me to the next phase, baby. So take me to the next phase, baby, so I can do my thing. Phases.
Hello, yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Let's go and review what we just played there. That last track was Cold Cave, Life Magazine off of, what's the EP called there?
It's called Love Comes Close.
Love Comes Close. Love Comes Close EP out on Matador Records, I believe.
I guess.
Before that, Botten, Disco for the Devil, and that was the In Flagranti mix off of Bear Funk Records. Casper Bjork before that with Young Again, and that was the Who Made Who and Tomboy Blog remix.
That was the Million Names song.
Million Names, one song, I think that was from Goma Records. Tough Alliance, A New Chance, the Tan Lines remix, and then who put that out? There was a secretly Canadian, did they put that out? Someone in America issued that one.
I don't know. Blogs put it out.
Yeah, the internet put it out.
Thanks to the internet, we got that one.
Something from Rory before that.
Yeah, it was Jive Rhythm
Tracks. Jive Rhythm Tracks. I think, I'm pretty sure Rory just named that whatever
could
he felt
be,
like.
A phony name.
And it was named 112 BPM, which I think might be the tempo.
May actually be the tempo.
Might just be the tempo of the song.
If you cared about that kind of thing.
Before that, more Goma Records material, Monk with No Milk, and that was the Muzzle Flash remix. Before that was Throw My Pen on the Floor.
That song's kind of a sleeper, that No Milk song. It doesn't get good for like 5 minutes.
It takes about five minutes,
a really long time.
Acid Washed, General Motors, Detroit, America before that, and that's a new 12-inch out on Record Makers label out of France.
And that's a tune
that Sebastian Tellier started on, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, download, FYI. Buy and download that entire EP because it's got all the remixes. The Blackstrobe remix to that song is really excellent. And the B-side is that song Snake, which is on the most recent podcast that MB put together for us.
If you are looking for links to record labels or artists, usually that's in on our Twitter page, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. We've updated all the tracks live as we play them, and usually there's a link to the record label within the tweet.
Yeah, so
it makes it pretty easy for you to find what you're looking for out there.
Very nice.
That is it for us this weekend.
Nardwar the Human Serviette is coming up.
Nardwar the Human Serviette is coming up after us with an interview with Jay Retard. And let's put on the late great.
Late great Jay Retard.
Jay Retard. That guy was pretty awesome. What are we going to put on here for a... let's get baked.
Did we find out? Oh, you already spoke about it. We've got a lunch suggestion.
Vietnamese food.
Yeah.
Me and Cam are going to get Vietnamese food.
We're going to get some Vietnamese food.
Yeah, on Main Street somewhere. Main and 26th.
Oh, that's the place.
So if you see a couple cool guys, one with a mustache and a sob, and we're heading towards a Vietnamese restaurant, come say hello.
Say hello.
A couple of cool guys and a sob.
Yeah, a couple of real cool dudes.
Up on Main and 26th area. Say, what's up?
Yeah.
Other than that, see us out this weekend, probably at the...
The Here's Now show tonight.
Here's Now show tonight.
Dead Beats tonight.
Dead Beats at Roy G. Biv.
Tomorrow, something's happening.